A Ghost's Guide to London, Episode 3, Notting Hill. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2012. Produced by London Language Experience.
Hello again, my travelling friends. Welcome back to your London tour with me, your guide, Lord Geoffrey, the Ghost of London. Walk with me this way. We find ourselves in a very special place, Notting Hill. This is a place that I love, and it's of course home to the famous Notting Hill Carnival. But more about that later. First, I want to take you to Portobello Market. It was once a little-known antique market, but today has grown in fame and become a hotspot for Londoners and tourists alike. Ah, here we are. Now listen carefully. We need to be careful not to get cheated by some of the market stall sellers who often try to overcharge for items which they may call antiques, but are actually junk. Let's enter the market, keep your wits about you, and an eye on your possessions.
Ladies and gentlemen, gather round. Antiques for sale at great prices. Bargains galore.
Bargains, you say? I heard it was almost impossible to find a bargain in London.
Absolutely not, sir. And what can I do for you today?
Well, I'm just browsing for the moment, if that's okay.
Of course, sir. Please take your time and let me know if anything catches your eye.
I will, thank you.
You looking for anything in particular?
Well, I've had my eye on getting a vintage watch for a while, actually.
Oi, Mickey, can you bring that box of watches over?
Okay, Dad.
If it's a watch you're after, then you come to the right place, my friend. Have a look at some of these. All a proper vintage. From the cheap and cheerful to the glamorous. And none of them will cost you an arm and a leg.
I can see. Tell me, how much would one of these go for?
Well, it all depends, sir. That one in your hand is from the First World War. It's actually a family heirloom that dates back for centuries. My great-granddad was given that by his best friend as he was dying during the Battle of the Somme. It breaks my heart to have to sell it, but times are hard, and I need to make ends meet. I can offer it to you at the bargain price of only £500. I take cash, cheque, credit card, PayPal, and euros.
£500? That seems a bit pricey to me.
I'm telling you, it's a great price. You should strike while the iron's hot, mate.
If this is a family heirloom, shouldn't you really be leaving it to your children?
Sadly, I haven't got any. I could never have children.
So, why did that boy just call you Dad?
You what? Oh, did he? I don't know what you're talking about, mate. What's going on? Huh? Where are you? Oi, where did you go? Oh, okay. Where's my watch gone?
Dad, look. I got one of those broken watches on my wrist. I don't know how it got there. I felt a hand on my wrist, but I couldn't see anyone.
One of those broken watches. You're trying to rip me off. Tell me the honest price for this watch, or I'll haunt you forever.
Haunt me? Okay. I got it from a charity shop for £2.50. I'm sorry, mate. I'm just trying to make ends meet and take care of me son.
By teaching him to take advantage of people?
Don't you ever try and rip off anyone else again.
I won't. I promise you. Please don't haunt me. I'm scared.
Come on, traveller. Let's get out of here.
Well, I think that taught him a lesson.
Right.
Enough about markets. Let's pop into this cafe. I've got a great story to tell you.
Hello.
Can I get a cup of tea, please?
Coming right up. How'd you like it?
Milk and two sugars.
Milk, two sugars, coming right up.
Let's grab a seat. Now, let me tell you all about Notting Hill Carnival. It's the largest street festival in Europe, which began in the 1960s as a way for Afro-Caribbean communities to celebrate their own cultures and traditions. It's a festival of lively, brightly coloured costumes, street processions, and live music. You find Caribbean food stalls everywhere, selling jerk chicken, rice and peas, and curried goat. There is nothing like the smell of the Notting Hill Carnival. I come along every single year, but I'll never forget the first time. The colours, the sounds, the smells were intoxicating. Ladies dressed as giant butterflies surrounding me. I kept dancing. And suddenly I'm in the middle of a marching band of tribal drums. In a flash, I hear whistles as a group of people on stilts surround me, blowing hard on their pipes. I'm dancing, sweating, and feeling the rhythm. I'm dizzy, euphoric, and a little unnerved. Excuse me, do you know where I am?
You are where you belong. The universe is beautiful.
And then the rest is kind of a blur. I came round a few hours later with a smile on my face, lying in a park wearing an enormous hat with orange and pink feathers, and with makeup all over my face. Ah, I love a good cup of tea. Well, that's that for now. Must dash. I'll see you next time. You don't mind paying for my tea, do you? Great. Thanks. Goodbye. Oh, blast. It's raining again.